يسيرا. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان، اللهم اجعلنا من عتقاء شهر رمضان. رب اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين، واجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. رب إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير، رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. رب هب لي من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وصلى الله وسلم على رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. I believe the...
What time is it going to end? Relax, relax, come sit down.
Right, the sunnah is to remain in ibadah until the actual eclipse passes. I believe that is 12:05 or something. Am I correct? Does anyone know the exact? Seven past, something like that. Murna? Any? Jee? 12 o'clock. 12:02. Right, we've got a few minutes, right? Just the hadith that comes, right? The muhaddithin. I really want to drink water, you don't understand. Astaghfirullah. Right. The muhaddithin, they've dedicated, chapters in their kitabs based upon this specific hadith. It took place once in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Madani period. And it took place around the time when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's son Ibrahim passed away. And the mushrikeen, they had this notion that the lunar eclipse or the solar eclipse, they occur when a great person passes away. So some of the Muslims who were new, they were new in Islam. They hadn't, been weaned off all the ideologies that had come about from, shirk. So some of them thought that, look at it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son passed away. And an eclipse took place. The sun is a sun, right? This shows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a great person. That because of his son passing away, even the heavens are weeping. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yes, he goes to the masjid. The hadith that comes about in Surah Al-Nasai, Imam Al-Nasai has a habit of bringing all the ahadith. So it could be 20 ahadith. And the only difference in those 20 ahadith are either there's one word difference, or there's one narrator different. It's 20 of the same ahadith, or same hadith rather. So he brings in the hadith, I didn't check it up, that's on me, but he brings the hadith from one of the sahabiyat, that she went. Some of the children were crying. The people were crying because they don't know what was happening. It's the first time it's happened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is in salah. There is no qira'ah being recited. And the salah is on and going on and on. We did a shortcut, We do shortcuts. In Darul Ulum Azadville, in South Africa, right? So in the Darul Ulums, I'm not sure if it happens in this country, but I know in other countries, in South Africa, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, etc. What happens is, one is the main jamaat of Taraweeh. Then in all the classrooms, there are all the small jamaats. So there is one Hafid, I believe his name is Hafid Ibrahim or something like that. For the past almost 30 years, he's got one ma'mul. In the first night of Ramadan, he makes one khatam of the Quran in Taraweeh Salah. One entire khatam. And you know who joins him? All the white bearded people. They're the ones standing. The young people, mashallah, you know, I remember I was leading Tarawih one masjid, and one brother came in with a red can of Red Bull and a Lucozade Sport. I was thinking, subhanAllah, you know, he's ready for running a marathon here. And this is the thing of Iman, you know. Our elderly people, their back hurts. Their knees are coming to the end of their lives. That cartilage is completely finished. But when it comes to the lengthy Tarawih Salah, they are the ones standing up. And our youngsters, mashallah, waiting. Then when the ayah comes to end, you know, what do you call thing? He comes, يَنْفَعُكُمُ الْفِرَارِ. The rest are going to ruku, they run quickly, Allahu Akbar, quickly get that ruku as well. And the imam as well knows to make that first rakat, he knows to make the ruku a bit longer. So all the brothers sitting in the back can quickly come and get their salah as well. Anyway, so he used to do that. Mawlana Abdul Hamid Ishaq Sahab, he is the principal. He says that one day, after we finished our Tarawih, I just wanted to listen. I didn't have the himmat to join, but I wanted to listen. And the Hafiz Sahib made a mistake in the ninth juz. You must remember, he's the only person that can correct. Behind him, there's no Hafiz. All the Hafiz are youngsters. These are all the old people, you know. So, and he's not correcting it. And he's spinning around, going round and round. So he said, I joined the Salah to correct it. And then he said, I made Salam in the 19th juz. He went there, he said, I made salam in the night. He said, I thought, you know what, it'll be a quick shortcut. You know, just correct him. He'll make salam after a few, few pages, and I can go. 19th juz, from the 9th juz, all the way, 10 juz in one salah, in one rakat. Imagine, one rakat, 10 juz. But anyway, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was reading. The children are crying. The people are crying. They don't know what is happening. But the question is, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when something goes khariq-e-aada, so one is the system. The system is that the sun rises, the sun sets. The moon rises, the moon sets. Then sometimes it overlaps and the system goes a bit, you know, funky. Goes a bit funky. Goes a bit funkong, goes a bit weird. And when that happens, you get eclipses. Although it is part of the system, but it is not natural and it's not normal. By natural, I mean it's not normal for us to see it. And if you look in the previous nations, when the punishment came to many of them, they looked at the rain clouds and they said, oh, you know what? We wanted the rain and the rain is coming. But those were not rain clouds. They didn't just bring about rain. They brought about torrential rain.